Senator Rand Paul on pandemic lockdowns, it's time for us to resist. By Katherine Hamilton on August 9, 2021. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, who has repeatedly rebuked health officials for giving anti-science guidance throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, called for Americans to stand up to petty tyrants using fear and propaganda to control society. It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us, Paul said in a video posted to Twitter on Sunday. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Paul, who practiced medicine for more than 30 years, railed against Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and President Joe Biden for their unconditional surrender to the coronavirus and to arbitrary guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Paul continued. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testing so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates, or your reported moves toward a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. If you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person. The senator was referring to two incidences, one in which Pelosi ordered Capitol Police to arrest anyone not wearing a face mask on Capitol grounds, and another in which the White House said President Biden would obey the Centers for Disease Control, even if they wanted more coronavirus lockdowns. Paul also slammed union bosses and school systems that are keeping children from learning in person and said Americans will not allow them to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in school has already had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures, he said. Children are falling behind in schools and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classrooms during the last year. We won't allow it again. To remedy school overreach, Paul proposed punishing school systems that deny students full-time in-person learning by defunding them and allowing parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am, he said. I have been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. Paul said he cannot go anywhere without people coming up to him and thanking him for standing up for actual science. For standing up for freedom. For standing against mandates, lockdowns and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide is turning, as more and more people are willing to stand up, he said. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying my kids need to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads, he continued. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy and children? Or will we stand together and say absolutely not this time. I choose freedom.